You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Missy Dum Dum Style. Dum Dum Style. Missy Dum Dum Style. Dum Dum Style. Missy Dum Dum Style.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure you find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and download the TuneIn app if you have a Droid, and then the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad. I was in the zone with that song, man.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Is that what made you run out of oxygen?
And then
you
gotta. Like,
it's just been, like last week.
Yeah, it's been a long week. I'm tired tonight. I'm a sleepies.
Sleepy?
I'm sleepies. Yeah.
Did you have a long night? Did you have a late night?
Kinda, yeah.
Did you?
I didn't get
it. What the hell did you do on a Wednesday night?
I went to a bar.
Wow. Trooper.
And I wanted to leave at 11. And I didn't leave till after 12. And it was a big spiel.
Really?
Yeah, I think I didn't. I got home at like 1:20 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, it was late. And I got up at 7. I need like 7 hours of sleep.
Why'd you get up at 7?
I always get up at 7.
To go to work at 10:30?
I have to be at work at 10.
Oh, it's 10:30. Oh, no, 10:30 is when you take your shit.
That's when I poop. Sorry. No, but I have to leave my house by 9, so it gives me 2 hours to get ready.
Gotcha.
Why do you need 2 hours to get ready?
Because I'm a girl.
Still, 2 hours is fucking ridiculous.
It takes me 20 minutes just to blow dry my hair.
You know what? I just thought of something. I wonder how she looks when she wakes up.
Good morning.
Want me to take Mickey this selfie for you and send
Mickey Goldmill wakes up next to you.
Good morning, Rock.
Yeah.
Sweat out that olive oil, Rock. And that's a no on the selfie.
Yeah, I'm sending a selfie tomorrow to all of you guys now.
All right, cool.
First thing in the morning.
All right.
Do it.
Yep.
Instagram. No, I'm just kidding.
Instagram and I'll kill you.
No, I'm kidding. I don't even have Instagram.
Do it.
Send it to Pedro. I'll stop stalking you.
There you go.
I don't.
He hasn't stalked me in a while.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that.
Oh, man. He just opened the door.
I did.
Mira.
He sent me a Twitter message, but I keep forgetting to read it. Like a private one? Yeah.
Like you could read it.
Can you? Yeah. Can you read that shit?
Read it now.
Actually, yeah, I'll read it right now.
There you go.
Yeah, I saw it like a month ago, and I was like, oh, I got to read that, and then I keep forgetting.
Hola, Missy.
All right. I'm going to do... It was January 27th.
What are you doing?
Is this the text?
Hilu Bella. I wish you were here. Here is spelled right.
Correct.
Gwith me in this a storm. I would keep you... warm
in
and
this a storm.
Take care of Jew and shit.
Anti-Semite.
Like that. I hope you are doing well.
I hope you are doing well.
I hope you are doing well.
It worked before Jew broke it.
So that was nice.
That was nice. He wanted to keep you warm.
Yeah.
Gwarm.
Gwarm. And it's spelled G-W-A.
G-Warm. It's spelled, right? G-Warm? Yeah.
Keep you warm.
Keep you warm in this storm.
I don't know what storm he's talking about, but...
I don't know.
Must have been a snowstorm.
The big one that we never got.
Yeah. That's about the time.
Well, thank you for the nice...
There's your Valentine.
It was nice. It wasn't anything gross. It wasn't like...
Probably because you didn't get the pictures yet. They're still uploading.
Right? Remember he sent the picture of him, his fucking splooge all over picture you?
Yeah, and someone else too.
Jen Romero.
What happened?
You never saw that picture that he sent?
No, he splooged on a picture of Missy?
Yeah.
And some other chick, yeah.
No, I never saw that.
Yeah.
You saw it? I don't want to see it.
Right, okay.
Yeah, he printed out a picture of
I'll never be able to look at you the same again.
It was weird. And
I
was
bet.
All over my face.
Perfect.
You're no homo, are you?
She's a whore.
Oh, Pedro.
Chris, speaking of your sound bites, somebody requested, Philip Wilson requested, he said, can you tell me where you got that MP3 of the stupid bitch?
American Dad.
American Dad?
There yeah.
you go, oh, buddy.
It's Roger.
It's Roger from American Dad.
Okay.
Stupid.
He said he
bitch.
Loves it, even though Missy hates it.
Yeah.
Easily the best show on Rycast. Love it. Thanks. That was his message.
Thanks,
yeah,
Philip.
he can find it on YouTube.
Yeah. He said, can you ask him to play it for me?
No, I'm not allowed.
No, play it. It's not for you. It's for Philip.
He's doing it because he's making me listen to it.
Stupid bitch.
Fuck you, Philip.
Stupid bitch.
I know what you did there. I don't appreciate it.
You know what he did?
I know what he did there.
You fucking baby.
Jerks.
That's right.
Yep. Everybody be mean to Missy.
Shut your mouth, you stupid bitch.
No, somebody left a message, too. Tell Missy that Gerard Wolf is her biggest fan.
All right, I like it.
Gerard LaFontaine Wolf, I'm sorry.
LaFontaine?
Yeah.
Will you be my Valentine?
Gerard, where's Wolf come into play?
His last name is Gerard LaFontaine Wolf.
Looks like a fucking, it's either a serial killer or an author.
I know. He sounds like French.
How ironic.
He's from, yeah, I think
Mr. Wolf likes Mrs. Wolf Pussy.
Wolf Pussy. I don't even understand.
No, I'm just kidding.
A Wolf Pussy.
He's Canadian?
Wolf.
He's from Canada?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, the Quebecers.
Canada.
What a weird accent that is. I don't even know how to take it. Or that.
Yeah.
Or that half a throw up you just.
I know, you totally burped. You burped.
I what?
You burped.
What is
vomit
it?
Burp.
Burp.
A vomit burp?
Yeah.
Burp?
They're the worst.
I just taste the coffee. It came up.
I can taste it.
Yeah. Smell it. Smell it.
I can taste it. Is that onion? Onion and ketchup.
Oh, I watched the interview.
Oh, did you? What'd you think?
I loved it. I thought it was great.
I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Yeah, I thought James Franco was so fucking awesome.
Well, yeah, he does look funny in it. I hate Seth Rogen.
He's so funny.
He kind of drives
me nuts. Seth Rogen's the same like he is in every movie.
Yeah. That horrible laugh he's got.
Yeah, his laugh. He's like, you know, Squirrely Joe, you know.
Squirrely Joe.
Yeah.
Nice.
A little bit racist.
It's not racist.
Get this through your head, you Jew motherfucker, you.
I like it. Missy's like total Nazi tonight. He is a squirrely Jew. As usual.
But I liked it. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I was laughing out loud at parts.
Really?
Seriously, I loved it.
Man, I'm going to watch it this weekend. It's on Netflix for free.
Yeah, that's where I watched it.
Is it?
Yeah, I just re-signed up for it.
Oh, you should watch Peaky Blinders.
Is that any good?
I was
looking at
good,
the...
man.
Is it?
So good.
I like the cast. I gotta admit.
Dude, watch it.
But I haven't watched any of the Netflix series yet. Like, none of them. Not House of Cards, not Orange is the New Black.
Well, you like all of them.
I don't know about Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, you'll probably like
nah,
it.
Nah, I don't know. It's kind of like, what was that HBO show?
Where
Oz.
It's like Oz.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to see a bunch of fucking dykes in prison. I'm a chauvinist. Why would I want to watch a show about a bunch of bitches?
It's so good. It's so good. You're missing out.
I don't know. I'll try it, but
you
I don't.
Should.
I'm not going to get. I know I'm not going to get hooked.
Well, Peaky Blinders, you will. That's so. A
now, does that
you
take
like.
Place like long, long time? Like, is the setting like what is?
Man,
like,
long ago era.
It takes place in like Boardwalk Empire type.
Okay,
time.
So like the early 1900s.
Yeah, but okay. It's in foreigners. It's
yeah,
Liverpool.
It's in foreigners, right? Yeah, that's the country. Liverpool's the city. Liverpool foreigners.
So badass. The main character, I have a crush
stupid,
on.
Stupid.
Stop! See what you started, Philip. Fuck you, Philip. God damn it.
Philip.
All right, stupid no woman. More tonight. No more stupid, stupid bitch tonight.
All right, I promise.
All right.
I don't
stupid,
have it.
Stupid, stupid.
I don't have it. I can't.
I know it's him. He's
I won't
being
promise
a
you because I don't have it. You can even check.
You're an idiot.
Don't be stupid.
But yeah, Peaky Blinders will like it. It's so up your alley.
I saw the name. I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I read it, and I was like, yeah, it seems kind of interesting. And I saw the cast. I'm like, wow, that's pretty good.
Who's that?
You know the dude that played Scarecrow in all the Batman movies, the more recent ones? He's in it. And who's the other guy, the British dude that's in it? There's a British guy in it.
The guy from Jurassic Park.
Which one? I forgot.
The main guy, the main archaeologist.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever the fuck his name
is. The guy from Jurassic Park.
Frank Rizzo!
Sal Rosenberg.
The one that's obsessed with the velociraptors.
Yeah.
You don't remember?
Sam Neill.
That's
Sam
it.
Sam Neill, that's yep. it. Chibs is in it now.
Is he?
Yeah, I was watching I'm like, Chibs!
I was wondering because the whatever his name is, Scarecrow, is actually Irish.
Yeah.
And I know he plays the Irish cop in or detective or whatever the fuck he is in it.
Who plays it?
The guy that plays Scarecrow in all the Dark Knight movies.
He does not play a cop.
No, but he's Irish. I never watched the show. I just read the synopsis. So
I'm Irish.
Assuming these characters are either cops or whatever they are. So he's
They're
Irish.
Peaky Blinders. That's the name of their gang.
But it doesn't tell you what Peaky Blinders mean.
I thought it would.
No, it didn't. All right?
All right. It's good. It's
Peaky
banging.
Titties.
You'll like it. You'll like it a lot. It's badass.
Titty Blinders. Yeah, I was looking at it, but, you know, whatever.
It's only 12 episodes. You can do that quick.
Oh, whoa, whoa. No need to marathon that. There's tons of shit that's on right now that I got to watch.
Yeah.
The Americans, The Walking Dead, Blacklist, you know, there's more.
Gotham.
Yeah, did you see the preview for next week? Motherfucker. They got some soulless ginger playing the fucking Joker.
I mean, he looks pretty fucking creepy.
You only saw like a split second of him. He's a ginger. It doesn't matter what he looks like. He's always going to be creepy.
Well, hair. Jerkers, the Joker's soulless. Ginger's soulless. Works perfectly.
Oh, yeah. What else is... I forgot. What's the other shows that are on?
Justified.
Thank you. I'm really liking that this season.
Yeah.
I'm sad to see that go, too. They're all going. All of them. They're all leaving.
Got to find new shows.
Telling you, man. I just hooked up, I just updated all the cable shit because I had all the older stuff. And unfortunately, I lost all my DVR recordings, but whatever. I've had them for a while. But then I was looking at the, you know how you can go into your priority list of all your DVR recordings that you've ever had? So I'm counting, and there's like 60 something shows.
You should go out more.
Over the course of like 3.5 years. And I'm just like, I forgot about it. Like, a lot of them are ones that, like, have been over for a while. Like, Dexter was one of them. You know, Sons was one of them. This, not The Sopranos. Entourage, I think, was one of them. Did that end, like, 3.5 years ago? Or was that longer?
I feel like it was longer.
Yeah, maybe it was longer. Oh, well. But, yeah, I was like, Jesus Christ, that's a lot of shit. Just got to replace it with new shit.
Just binge watch something that you've seen.
Huh?
Just binge watch something you've seen already.
Well, you know what I have been watching? Like one after the other? Family Guy.
Ah, they're great.
Well, yeah, because there's a lot I've missed. Mm-hmm. You know, like after like season 6, I'm missing a lot.
Yeah.
So I just watched, this one made me laugh. The one where Tom Tucker was his dad.
Oh, yeah.
I was fucking dying because there was that one part where Chris was like, or he said something to the kid with the upside down face. He was like, no, go play catch with him. He's like, you know what? I feel bad. I know what it's like to grow up with a dad. You know, I can't take that away from him. And then his son comes over and he's like, hey, dad, you want to whatever? And he's like, oh, my God, you are so fucking annoying. It was the one where Stewie and oh, what's his name? What's the fucking dog's name?
Brian.
Or the shock jocks.
Oh.
Yeah, Dingo and the Baby.
Yeah.
With the stupid jingle.
That was so bad.
That was great, though. It was like typical corny, like morning zoo radio sound bites.
He nailed that.
Dingo. Man. Roof, roof, roof. And the baby.
Nailed that one.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Yeah, I just got done binge watching The Shield.
Are you done, done?
Yeah, I'm done. Finished it yesterday.
How did the ending feel this time?
Honestly, it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's like Vic's still just a fucking piece of shit for selling Ronnie out. Because I guess, I don't know, like when I watched it when it was on, like Ronnie was always like the fourth guy, like the last guy.
Yeah, he was the least important out of the four.
Right. Now that you know what happens when you're binge watching it, you kind of like watch him
more.
He did
move up a spot at some point.
Yeah, once a grenade fucking blew up Lem's legs.
Yeah.
But yeah, you kind of watch him more because you know what happens to him in the end.
Right.
And like, I mean, he really, for out of the group, like he was like kind of a good guy, you know?
Yeah.
It just sucked what happened to him at the end.
Yeah,
the show's second time watching it. I think binge watching anything's better than watching it live.
Yeah. Oh, what do you guys think about Better Call Saul so far?
Awesome.
I think it's great.
I haven't watched it yet.
I watched it.
No? Mm-hmm. I think it's fantastic. I love what they're doing with it. I love the way the first episode started.
Because
I was really confused. I was really confused. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I know they said they were going to start at his roots, but I didn't think they were going to start when he was in fucking high school or something. You know what I mean? Like,
no, that's where he is now.
I'm saying when it first turned on, you didn't see him.
Right.
And I'm like, is this where he started in the Cinnabon in the fucking mall? Because I heard that the show was supposed to take place, like, as he was rising up the ranks and, you know, in the law firm and shit like that. And I saw him, like, wait. And then I saw his face. I'm like, he's an old high school kid. He's got a full fucking 70s mustache on.
Yeah, I had saw that a couple weeks ago, so I knew. It was online.
I didn't watch it until it actually aired. But I was like, holy shit. I really, really enjoyed it, though.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be really good.
Yeah.
I love the arguments he has with Mike every time he tries to leave the courts.
Oh, my God.
Employee of the month.
Sticker Nazi. Yeah, man, it looks good. All right, looks good. It is good. So I hope it doesn't fizzle out or anything like that.
Those guys don't have a history of series that fizzled out, right?
Who?
I mean, the guys who are writing it. Same guys.
They'll
be fine.
I think Breaking Bad was their first major hit, but
yeah. I think they know it works.
Well, you never know.
They can get artsy at any time.
That usually ruins everything.
Yep.
Hey, let's do an interpretive ending. Fuck off. Give me a fucking ending.
Seriously. I don't care if he choked on Tony choked on a fucking onion ring. Just end it.
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to guess.
I don't care if his daughter came in and shot him in the face. I don't care if Carmella shot him in the face.
Tony.
I don't care if anything happened. As long as something I see happen. No, pitch black. It's like, what the fuck? Talk about It's like somebody fucking cutting your dick off when you're about to bust a nut. It's like, I'm almost there. Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, David Chase is a fucking asshole, man.
Yeah, fuck him. See what he's doing now? Nothing.
Well, he doesn't have to.
No, he doesn't. Cocksucker.
Would you ever watch a show that he was doing?
No, because it'll probably end the same.
He kind of ruined it, right?
Yeah, it'll be in a similar fashion. You know, it'll end in a similar fashion.
Like, it would have the first season would have to end, and people would have to talk about how good it is before I finally jumped on board with a David Chase show again.
I'd have to wait like 3 or 4 seasons in if it makes it that long before I'd get in on board. But then even then, I'm like, you know, why should I binge watch something I know is going to disappoint me when it's over? Maybe just wait till it's all over, find out how the whole thing ended, and then go start from the beginning and watch the show.
Well, he fucked that up, man, himself. He did it to himself with that bullshit ending. So, I'm with you.
I mean, the only thing I took out of that was great sound bites for this show. That's it.
Don't get cunty. I'm breaking your balls.
my balls.
Speaking of balls.
Uh-oh.
A woman got 2 years in prison for squeezing ex-boyfriend's balls until they burst.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
My fucking balls!
How the fuck does that happen? How
She's a malignant cunt.
Yeah.
Like what?
Do you have the story in front of you?
I do.
You want to read this story?
What the fuck?
I'm trying to.
I know. When I saw that, like, that's one of that reaction I had. I was like, oh, what the fuck?
It's funny. They start off with breaking up is hard to do, especially if you're trying to break out with Christina Lorena Reber.
Bobbin.
Yeah. Oh.
My fucking balls.
You got some balls. You know that?
My balls.
Sentenced to 2 years in prison for tearing off her ex-boyfriend's balls as payback for breaking up with her.
Poor slut bitch.
You were sucking his cock.
She flew into a rage after the man broke up with her a few days earlier.
Let me tell you something. She can be a moody bitch.
Prompted her to break into his house and start punching him in the head.
How dare you in my own home?
The big head, not the little one, at least not yet. From there, she went on to squeeze the family jewels, grabbing the man's scrotum and squeezing as hard as she could.
How much more betrayal can I take?
After the scuffle, the victim finally was able to release himself from her clutches and fell to the floor in excruciating pain.
No shit.
Wow.
The victim was forced to pry his scrotum from Reaver's hands. Completely torn and loose from his body.
Oh! No fucking way!
Yep.
Oh!
During the trial, she said she was the one being attacked and only grabbed the man's genitals in self-defense.
You motherfucking cocksuckers.
Fucking props to him for still keeping at it, not giving up on his balls.
You fucking cunt.
Seriously.
How do you not just punch her in her fucking head?
Because she's got your fucking balls in her hand.
Yeah, exactly.
At that point, though, aren't you just instinct? On instinct, she's like,
I mean, she ripped them the fuck off.
Yeah.
That is so disgusting.
That is. That's fucking wrong on so many levels.
So wrong. Like, did he get him
fucking
back
balls on
them? Doesn't say.
Like, oh my god.
Doc says I need an ultrasound on my groin and balls.
Make that ball. Yeah, it doesn't say if you reattach him or not, but she got 2 years.
Jesus fucking.
2 years, that's it.
That's it.
That seems like there should be more than
2 years.
That's it, man.
That's crazy. What an asshole.
She got dumped. She's not the prettiest either.
What does she look like?
She's not.
She looks like a lesbian.
Oh.
I mean, there's not many body parts that you can rip off with your hand, so it's tough to compare it to anything. But, like, if I chopped your arm off, would I only get 2 years in jail?
I don't think so. I think you would get more than that.
That's fucked up.
She must have had a good lawyer.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get away with that.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean,
James McCall?
No. More like Rosenberg.
Hold on to your cock when you negotiate with these desert people.
Hey, did you hear Capri broke up?
What's Capri?
DiCaprio and Rihanna broke up.
Oh, you know, like I just kind of started to let that sink in that they were even together.
I know. I found out like 2 weeks ago, and I wanted to talk about it on the show because I still think it's like the oddest pairing in the fucking world.
She told him that she's used to guys with six packs and he needed to lose weight.
Well, yeah, but he's bulking up for a role.
It doesn't matter. He's Leo DiCaprio.
She's also used to guys punching her in the fucking face.
Right, exactly. Did you see his fucking face? He's got
the beard.
He's got the fucking... He looks like a woodsman.
Yeah.
Right? So... She's like telling him he needs to lose weight. I mean, this guy
should have backhanded her.
You know, everybody's like, oh, Tom Brady's luckiest man in the world. He's married to Giselle. Yeah, but she's still gaping from DiCaprio. He had her first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
He gets them when they're fresh out of whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then he just, you know, turns them in used.
The pussy posse. That's his posse, the pussy posse.
And Rihanna's like fucking, she acts like she's, you know, whatever. And I'm like, I don't know about all that.
Is that they were definitely together?
Like, and he told her because she's like, I want to get a new tattoo, and he's like, why don't you wait till you're in love? Like, you know what I mean? Because she's already covered in shitty tattoos. You know?
Sound familiar?
Not to mention she has those ugly fucking nipple piercings. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
It looks like bull noses on her tits. It's fucking ridiculous.
That's odd. It is an odd couple.
I mean, she's a good-looking girl. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But,
of course.
You know, Christ.
That where didn't did, last long.
Where did you hear all this stuff about DiCaprio telling her to wait till she
It's all online.
Oh. TMZ.com?
Yeah.
That's so bizarre.
I'm holding you on.
It is.
It's bizarre. Yeah.
And then they just recently were spotted in some, what was it, a nightclub or some shit. Something. DiCaprio's like hitting up on like three hot bitches.
Right in front of her.
Right in front of her. Yeah, good for him. Good for him.
I hit that ass when I moved on, dog. Open that asshole again. Oh!
Chris, you're just the fucking king of segues tonight.
So apparently,
you can now give your boyfriend a chocolate mold of your butthole for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Ain't that something?
I don't understand. What do you do with that? You fuck it? Like, I don't get it.
Just put a mold in there.
That's so weird.
And mold your butthole.
Yeah, but I mean,
like, here's porn. Could you imagine? Like, to get it molded.
Check it out, right? Check it out. So you make a chocolate mold of your girl's butthole, yeah. Right? And then you like pull it out, and it all dries and shit. And you just see on the outside, like, you have polyps. You need to go to fucking doctor. Like, you got some shit going on here. And how do you know what's
close encounter of the turd kind?
How do you know what's chocolate?
Oh. Well, if I was giving her a mold of my butthole, it'd have
a man's penis in it.
I was going to say hemorrhoids, but a man's penis is good.
Fucking faggot.
Hemorrhoids the size of a man's penis. The head is purple.
You cock smoker. I guess the turd doesn't fall far from the faggot's ass.
Holy
fucking
shit.
Faggot.
Oh, man. Yeah, but I think it's a pretty gross fucking Valentine's
Day.
Yeah,
I wouldn't really like
especially
that.
Especially after all the long, long decades and probably centuries of giving women flowers on Valentine's Day, and you can get a chocolate asshole. Like, seriously? Like, come on.
If you want a chocolate asshole, go date Chris Brown.
Oh, my God.
Or his cousin Bobby. They're related, right? Aren't they all?
What are you saying? All the browns look like?
They're the same color.
If your girl wants a chocolate asshole for Valentine's Day, I think it's time to reconsider who you're dating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have a choice. I think this is you doing it. You know,
that's all right, because my gift to her would be like, hold on, I'll be right back. Come back and be like, here you go. Here's a nice, freshly squeezed, warm glass of lemonade. Like seriously, like, come on. Smells like funny. Asparagus. It's bitter. Please.
Holy shit.
It's fucking ridiculous.
People come up with the dumbest shit.
Right. Man. It's ridiculous.
Dumbest shit.
Is it expensive to buy, too?
I don't. Doesn't give you a price. Doesn't really give you a price.
Can't put a price on turd.
Can't put a price on butthole. The Puerto Rican rattlesnake is in the chat room.
It's exciting.
Luis J. Gomez.
Oh, no shit. Okay.
Why is he a Puerto Rican rattlesnake?
That's what he calls himself.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
You know who the Legion? He's on the Legion of Skanks podcast. They had you won't know, but they had a New Jack on last night.
The former wrestler,
yeah, he's a nut, dude. That dude's crazy. But they're all fucking nuts on that show.
You understand what a filthy fucking Puerto Rican I am?
I forgot about that. Oh, shit.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Yeah. So let me ask you something. If your girl brings you a chocolate butthole of herself, what would you do with it?
Fuck it.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't eat it. Oh, we already know how his helm life is going. Chris, if it was you, what would you do?
Well, it's chocolate. I'd obviously eat it.
Oh, okay.
Even though it's been up her butthole?
Whatever.
Okay.
Listen, the
Am I alone here?
No.
The fat guy is rejecting chocolate because it's been up someone's ass.
Listen, think about it.
Yes.
They're not molding your ass with chocolate. They're probably making a mold of it, then making the chocolate later.
Right, so they can mass produce your asshole.
Okay, yeah. But the mold was still in the asshole, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they probably clean it.
Would you eat anything on this planet that came out of an asshole, a human's asshole?
No.
I rest my case.
But still, I feel like there's like...
The defense rests.
There's got to be cleanly ways about it.
There is no cleanly ways about it when you're trying to make food out of a dumpster.
Like, but it's like, wouldn't it give you a disease like... Pink throat or some shit.
Pink
like,
throat?
Well, you know how there's like pink eye? What? You get like shit debris in your eyeball.
I don't think there's pink throat.
What the fuck, Chris, are you talking
Chris,
about?
I'd like to hear some Pink Panther music right now.
Do you know what I mean? Like pink eye is from poop getting in your eyeball, right?
So there's pink throat? You've heard of that before?
I'm asking you.
You think that could be a possibility?
Did you ever have pink dick?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Get a little mud on the helmet.
See, if you're willing to put your penis in a butthole, why wouldn't you be able to willing to eat something that was on a
Because
butthole?
I don't put my penis in my mouth.
I wish I
but
could.
But don't you kiss your girlfriend after she gives you a blowjob?
Never.
Don't you remember the fucking high school story?
You don't remember that?
I do remember that.
To this
that.
Day, it's always like, you know, every time she forgets, it's like, you know, fucking lightning fast react.
I remember that now. I'm just saying, they probably mold it, then dishwasher, safe it, all that spiel.
They put her asshole in the dishwasher?
No, like the mold.
Right. I would like to get back to this pink throat theory.
Would you get some type of disease in your throat from poop if you ate poop?
I would be worried about the
dysentery.
Yeah, I wouldn't be worried about pink throat.
What's dysentery?
It's
the word
something
too big for you
that
it sounds bizarre.
Killed lots of people back in the war.
Dysentery?
Yes.
Yeah, they ate their own shit.
Why?
No.
They were starving.
No. It's infections from having dirty assholes.
Is that serious?
Something like that, yeah. I'm on the right track. I'm just not 100% sure what the clean definite. Yeah. People died of dysentery.
So couldn't you get that, like, say you had, like, a cut in your throat, right? So you-
What kind of fucking dicks are you sucking? Like,
pierced.
Like gangland dicks with, like, razor blades at the end?
From coughing. How about it's, like, inflamed coughing?
You really do have gravel then if you're cutting up your throat.
Listen, forget about the cut.
All right.
The cut is
all gone. Right, hear me out.
Missy Dum Dum style.
Listen, so you've been coughing a whole bunch. Your throat's like inflamed like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, ooh, this chocolate will soothe my scratchy throat. Mm-hmm. But then it's infected with poop. Would it get into your throat and cause some type of disease?
Again, for how many years in a row now, you ask me like I'm a fucking doctor.
That's a Dr. Steve question.
All right.
Again,
I don't even think Dr. Steve could possibly answer that.
He would absolutely
without
be
looking
able
it up. No, because it is an unheard of question. It's a bullshit question.
No, it's not. I ask Dr. Steve questions all the time, and he always answers them.
That's why he doesn't
call
us.
We don't have all our moms.
And he never says that I'm stupid. Mm.
What is your question? If you eat shit,
if you have a inflamed throat, and then you eat something that has poop bacteria on it,
like chocolate,
like
a butthole, like a chocolate covered butthole,
would you get pink throat?
Would you get pink throat?
I got his answer right here.
Necessary contact with a vulva.
Stupid.
Stop. I'm going to punch you in the fucking face.
Shut up, bitch.
Man, you really don't like that one.
You don't even care.
No.
I hate you. You're no longer my friend.
Wah.
So anyway, about the pink throat thing, I don't know. I honestly don't think anyone's ever thought of that before. You might be the first in history.
Yeah, I'm an innovator.
Yes, you're an innovator of stupid creations.
You create diseases. Good for you.
No, but like
AIDS.
I mean, if you have a cut in your throat, which I don't know how you would get it, but whatever, that's fine.
Listen, I retracted the cut.
Okay.
Okay.
Even if it's inflamed, all right?
And it seeps into your throat pores.
I would think that there have been crazy people, like people literally that are crazy, like mentally fucking insane, that have ate their own shit because they're crazy, right? So I don't know what it is that they're doing to themselves. I'm sure they're giving themselves some sort of – they're swallowing some sort of bacteria that's going to make them ill.
Yeah.
I would think it'd be the same way. But at this time, it's somebody else's shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So unless you know the person, which in this case, you're supposed to know the person. I mean, you don't want Pedro coming, Missy, here is my chocolate-covered butthole or whatever. But like – you know, I'm sure it's going to be some sort of bacteria is going to make you vomit uncontrollably. I don't know about pink throat.
Okay.
You know, I'm calling it that because there's no need to get spastic right now. I'm not going to fucking lose my shit over that. It's just, you know, I'm just going to entertain her for now, you know. Dance monkey.
Oh, thanks.
No, that's me. Oh. I'm doing it. I'm the dancing monkey right now.
All right. Well, I'll ask Dr. Steve. One
point down. Yeah, ask him.
Yeah. I just texted him. I got to see the answer.
Okay, good.
See, he'll probably have a good answer.
I prefaced it with, this is a Missy question, not a Mike question.
I don't think that's a question. That it's a Missy question.
Yeah, I think he'll probably know that. So, yeah, let's hope that pink throat doesn't exist.
So, would you eat a chocolate-covered butthole?
Listen, I'm looking at it in a completely different light than you.
Tell me
are.
How you're looking at it.
I'm looking at it.
Apparently,
like,
I'm looking at it in the dark. I don't want it.
All right, somebody mold your butt, and then
not mine. Theirs.
Theirs. So yeah. I have a boyfriend who he's like, this will be hilarious.
Right.
Yeah. He gets a molded butthole and then does all that. I would probably break up with him, but I would probably give the buttholes to someone else.
You would give your ex-boyfriend's butthole. To somebody else?
I would
else?
See if anybody else would eat it.
I don't think anybody else would eat it.
Unless they work for Jackass.
But I feel like they would clean the mold and sanitize it and everything, and then it would be okay.
I cleaned this balloon before I shit in it and tied it off. Here, have it.
So you didn't answer the question. Would you eat it?
I don't. Probably. Yeah. Long story short, it would be real super weird, but in the same breath, it's like... It's clean, man.
Yeah, it's not like they pour the chocolate in a butthole.
Yeah.
Let it, you know,
marinate.
Yeah. Although that'll give it flavor.
The mold is probably dishwasher safe. All is well in the world.
See, but I don't buy that though. I mean, I don't know what's up with the mold. I don't know if you can heat it again. Let's say if you heated it, it would like kind of melt or deform because it You know how like certain things you have to heat to make a mold or whatever, and then to cool it down, you have to pour cold water, like flash freeze it or whatever.
Right.
Well, what happens if you use hot water to clean it, which is the only thing that would actually kill bacteria, and you can't use hot water because it'll ruin the mold.
It's probably made of the same stuff like a pocket pussy's made out of, like that fucking.
Believe it or not, I've never actually felt a pocket pussy.
Okay, it's...
Have you ever?
Yeah, they're washable and all, you can... Yeah.
Do you have one?
I don't have one.
Oh, I thought you said, can I borrow it? Chris will eat that.
A fleshlight?
Yeah, see, like, the stuff that's made of that, there.
I don't know what's made of it.
It's made of this, like, vulcanized rubber.
It's a hockey puck. they filleted rubber. A hockey puck and shoved it in a flashlight?
But it's like...
Painted it pink?
It's like...
That'll chafe your cock.
No shit.
It's mushy.
Why, you jerk off with a hockey puck?
I can imagine. Two chicken collards.
You got tire treads on your shaft.
It's like movable and like squishy and stuff. Like you can make it get hot and then clean it.
You make vagina sound like Play-Doh. It's like, hey, watch this.
A pocket one, yeah.
Look, I tied it into a bow. It's a pink butterfly.
A pocket pussy is like that. It's probably made of the same shit because that's molded from
saying shit, please. That's the whole point of this.
It's probably made of the same things because they need to be cleaned and they're molded from other women's vaginas. And you're not going to just give out pocket pussies with vagina juice on it. Right?
That is more acceptable than a turd-covered chocolate.
Which I get, because, like, that's sick. Like, you can get sick. Like, bacteria and the stuff in poop is gross. But I don't know.
No, it is gross.
I mean, it's obviously got to be clean.
Right. Yeah, I think it's green. Clean. For sure. For sure clean. Did Dr. Steve get back to you, dude?
Not yet. Nope.
Oh. Well, boo.
He's a busy man. I'm sure he'll get back to me later. He always does. Always Good. Does. I hope to have an answer for you by the end of the show. Right.
So, yeah. Long story short, I think eating it is okay. Right?
I think you're not eating it at all.
Yeah,
you can't sell food that's infected with bacteria.
You can't. It's like illegal.
It happens all the time. McDonald's, Burger King.
That's fast food.
And I'm sure all those have fucking bacteria.
I think that there's allowed to be X amount of bacteria in it before it can be like overbid. Right? Isn't that the thing?
Yeah, something, some bullshit excuse like that, yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm not...
How about the next story I sent?
Okay, we'll go into it right away.
I think so. I mean, why keep going with the chocolate thing? This is even worse.
Oh, God, what is it?
This one's better.
You think it's better?
Yes, it's not a butthole.
Okay, let's hear it.
How to make breakfast with your vagina.
What?
Whip me up some pancakes, bitch.
With what, yeast?
Oh, no. Don't get fucking detailed.
Oh, my God. I read this thing today about a woman who makes her own yogurt with the yeast from her vagina.
That's what it is.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, is that what it is?
It's yogurt.
Never mind. I thought you meant pancakes right now. I thought you meant like she like puts a spatula in her twat and just like mixes eggs and shit.
That's talent.
No, that's what I took it as, making breakfast with a vagina.
No, it's like it's yo. It's like
I'm
it's
rubbing
a,
off on
look,
you.
It's a there's a it's yogurt.
Yeah, I read that shit.
You read that?
Yeah, it's
disgusting.
So fucking gross.
It's tangy.
That's like that cookbook with semen.
So, yeah,
there's a cookbook.
I'm gonna throw up.
I'm dead serious. There's a cookbook with the meals or dishes or whatever that's on the recipes all have semen.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's a popular book apparently too.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I could tell you how many times I've laced food with that.
Did you really?
A couple times, yeah. When I was mad at somebody.
What?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
He's an asshole.
That's insane.
How does crepes taste, babe?
He's a piece of shit.
I'm joking.
Yeah, you really think he laid somebody's food with jizz?
No. I'm not going to take the time to rub one out in the kitchen. That's disgusting. What kind of animal you think I am? I'm going to sit there. I'm going to sit there making breakfast. You're like, hey, you know what?
Cocksucker.
The first batch of yogurt tastes sour, tangy, and tingly on the tongue.
Say that fucking 10 times real fast.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Tiny, tangly, tingly on the tongue.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
What, she put it in a cup?
Yep.
You have AIDS. Yes, you have AIDS. I hate to tell you, boy, that you have AIDS.
Oh, I'm so nauseous.
It is nasty.
It's so nasty.
I would never. That I would definitely wouldn't eat.
Is there health benefits to that? What's
no.
the point?
No.
It's a bacteria.
Yeah. It says it's not good for you.
So she does it anyway, even though it's not good for her?
So wait, she eats her own vagina yeast. She's not serving it to people though, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Boy, we got off the whole Valentine's Day real quick, didn't we?
Yeah. She wants to serve it, but she's trying to perfect it.
Dude.
She said she's been adding blueberries to it to make it taste a little better.
Son of a bitch.
What the fuck is
I'll
wrong
never eat
with
yogurt
people.
Again? Yeah, full of bacteria, it says. Yep.
Where do people come up with these fucking ideas?
Activia.
Activia.
Listen. As a girl, when you have like a yeast infection,
that's just got to be disgusting.
They tell you to eat yogurt so that you balance out the yeast and the pH balance and that whole crap in your vagina.
Okay.
why the fuck would you take it and eat it when they're trying to...
Blech.
Like, it's so bizarre. It doesn't make any sense. Like, this bitch is crazy. Crazy bitch.
She seems like she's one of those earthy people that, you know...
That's fine.
Her clothes are made of hemp.
That's smoke cool. That shit.
Yeah. That's smoke cool. It or wear it.
But, like, doing that, it doesn't make sense.
I'm with you, man. That's disgusting. Totally disgusting.
Like, how does she, like, collect it?
You ever see Inner Space? Like- So Randy, not Randy Quaid, the other Quaid, Dennis Quaid,
the normal Randy Quaid.
I'm back. No, Dennis Quaid and Martin Short. They go up your snatch
in her space.
In-
Oh my god!
And they just collect a bunch of yeast with like a big tuna net.
Oh my god. She scoop it out with a spoon?
I guess so.
Just your...
I'm going to fucking tell you.
Just your fucking detailed, like, assumption is literally making my fucking asshole turn inside out right
yeah.
Now.
I feel like yeah. I'm going to throw up. I'm not even playing. Like, I got...
It's disgusting.
I got gastric... gases or whatever.
What the fuck are you talking?
Gastric.
I got those jaws in the back of my throat.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron.
Fuck, man. I don't remember.
I got gastric gases and shit.
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You got jaws in the back of your throat, too.
I got gastric gases and jaws and shit.
It's so trifling.
Yo guys, what's up?
Oh my god.
Fucking oh god, I can only imagine how fucking gamey it is down there.
Who writes these art, like who decides I'm gonna put this in an article?
Fucking crazy people.
With pictures and...
There's pictures.
Well, those pictures are the final product, not a picture of a fucking puss. Yeah, there it is. Nice and creamy.
Oh, God.
Disgusting.
It doesn't make any sense. It's so hard for me to understand.
What do you read that you found this?
They put it on Facebook. Somebody okay. Puts it on Facebook. What do you think? I go searching for shit
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, that's how I saw it today. It was on Facebook.
All that shit's on Facebook.
Yeah, it's on that Twittergram book.
I search for fucked up articles. It's all over, though. So was a chocolate fucking asshole.
I did see that.
Yeah, I saw that the other day.
It's fucking disgusting. Although, never mind.
What?
I was going to say, what could be worse than chocolate asshole? Indian food?
How about vagina yogurt? I would eat the chocolate over the vagina yogurt.
Okay, here's that moment. Here's that moment. We just got to it. Which would you... You have to have one or the other.
The chocolate asshole. All day. Over the vagina
Over the vogurt?
No. I'm not doing it.
You're not doing the vogurt?
No. It's disgusting.
Do I get the fruit at the bottom?
Oh, God. What, that's, like if she had her period?
Like, that's the best part. Like Yoplait.
Oh, my God.
What about the Greek yogurt? Has little fucking pubic hairs in it?
Oh! Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Smells like a fucking anchovy's cunt.
So, yeah. So, chocolate asshole. What would you do? You would do the vagina yogurt.
I'd be torn. Maybe like a taste test.
So you're going to have them both?
So then you're having
no, because you have to eat the entire thing of each, or of one of the, or the other. It's like
I could not do that.
You know what? I would have to take a whiff.
Okay.
I'd have to judge it by a whiff.
What if she missed it very well? Like masked the smell.
With what?
Lemon.
Cinnamon.
For Bruce.
There you go. Deuce.
Very vinegary, this yogurt. It smells like a vinaigrette. The vinaigrette yogurt.
Like you have to be really bored in your life to come up with that, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
With both things, actually.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole, you know, the butthole molds and the Vogert. Like, I don't get that at all. That's disgusting. I mean, a yeast infection is not something to take lightly. I have a feeling this woman purposely tries to get yeast infections to make herself.
She's going to make her next batch.
That's what I'm saying, though. That's fucking terrible. Like,
what the fuck?
She's just brewing bacteria down there. She must not get laid. She must not get laid.
Well, or the other you know, way that, around. I'll tell you or what. I guarantee you this chick who does this is probably not attractive the least bit. As a matter of fact, speaking of, it's always the ones that do like this outlandish shit that always end up being the ugliest fucking like hordes on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Like this bitch that wrote, you know, 50 Shades of Gay.
Yeah.
I just finally saw a picture of her.
That's a chick that wrote that?
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah. You got to see what she looks like.
She ugly. She ugly.
I'm serious.
Why?
I don't know what she looks like either. I would like to know.
She's a fucking disgusting.
It makes sense that she made the main character Mousy.
Who's Mousy?
The chick in the book. I don't know her name. Like the main character, not Craig.
Yeah, but you're judging by what the actress looks like.
Oh no.
Oh.
In the
book it says she's mousy.
They describe her as like plain. Yeah. I like the phrase mousy or the description.
Mousy.
Adjective.
I'm sitting there, I'm like,
I know.
Yeah, pull her up, E.L. James. And I'm sitting there. I always thought it was a dude that wrote it. And then I saw
E.L. James, yep.
Is she hot?
No.
Pulling it up. Hold on. We got the dial-up internet here.
Good old Comcast. Don't talk shit. They're going to change my name to Asshole Brown.
Oh, my God. I saw that. That was hilarious.
Oh, here she is. Yeah.
She's ugly?
She's not hideous. She's not.
We've been married too long.
I'm coming
she's not
over.
Great. She's not great looking.
You got to see her on live TV.
Yeah, I mean,
she's a house.
She's a house. She's big.
She's got what hair? Mom hair.
Mom hair.
That's it.
Let me see if there's any more.
She's fat.
Just pull her up on Google.
Yeah, I don't even need to say her.
I did. Hold on.
Put her up on Google Images, dude. Google
Image. E. L. James. But she creates this
LeBron's
fucking
mom.
She creates a stupid fucking fantasy.
Ugly bitches!
No!
E.L. James. Well, somebody's trying to call. Hello?
Really? Yo.
Yo.
Jersey jerks, what's going on?
Is this the Puerto Rican rattlesnake?
This is the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, real ass dude.
What's up, brother?
Howard Stern of MMA Radio, Joan Jett of comedy.
You got more nicknames than Apollo Creed.
The Jew Slayer. The one and only Louis J. Gomez. How are you guys doing, jerks?
What's up?
What's going on, brother?
I'm pumped, man. I was home finally at a time when you guys went live, which has been a little while.
We haven't sparred with you in a while.
I'm very pumped. I love the show still. I haven't listened in like 2 months, but you guys still have it fucking going. You're the originators.
Well, thank you, sir. That's very nice of you to say.
It's true. You guys went live before anybody. You guys had a video stream before anybody. And then Bobby Kelly and the rest of the Riotcast Network just steals your ideas.
wipes us under the carpet.
You guys are like fucking, none of you are famous. So
we're like the guy that left like, Apple and killed himself.
It's very easy to just listen to your show and take them.
Yeah, who's gonna get in trouble? Right, exactly. Who's gonna get in trouble?
Like you're not comics. Like you can't. It's a weird thing. One of you guys should just Missy. Here's the thing, Missy.
What's up?
You're pretty enough that if you just fucking we can write 5 minutes of comedy for you, you'll go surpass every one of us.
All right, let's go.
Well,
you guys
I'm actually on the map. I'm shocked you said that because most women don't make it in comedy regardless of what they look like.
That's retarded. If you're a pretty chick and you're funny, like even a little funny.
Name me one female comic that's outgrossed a male comic ever.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said, name me one female comic that's outgrossed a male comic ever.
Like money-wise?
Yeah, that's what it comes down to, isn't it? You're not doing this for fun.
Amy Schumer is about to become the biggest name.
I agree. I agree that Amy Schumer's the number one female comedian out there today. I agree.
No. Well, I mean, stand-up comic, kind of. Yeah, I mean, yes, she's like the hottest female comic. First of all, she's really fucking funny.
She is funny.
Did you see the trailer for the movie?
No, yes. I haven't. I haven't, no.
Dude, it looks great.
Really?
Dude, it looks great. It's going to be the biggest movie this summer, mark my words. And she's going to be a fucking superstar. They're waiting. I mean, do they want the new Ghostbusters movie? That's all female comics.
Yeah.
You know, fuck. I mean, yeah, dude, look, I'm not saying that like women make more money than dudes. I'm just saying that you, on average, if you're a funny chick, you're going to have an easier time in the stand-up comedy world than a dude. But same thing if you're a black guy or a Latino guy or an Asian guy or a gay guy. If you're a minority in any way, that makes you stand out. If you're just a fucking tall white guy, you're fucked.
Basically a Jewish guy. It's really most comics are Jews anyway, so.
Yeah, you animals, none of you guys could do it. You'll just fucking get lost in the middle.
Well, why the fuck would I try and do something like that and drive myself fucking crazy?
You wouldn't want to do stand-up? You guys are funny guys.
Yeah, like, we're like, you know, guy at the barbecue funny, not standing up in front of a crowd funny. Like, I give you guys tremendous credit. I think it's what you guys do is a talent that I could never have. You know, if I make people laugh at a party or over the phone, it's one thing, but it has nothing to do with, you know, stand-up comedy. That is a art form of itself that I could never do.
Well, here's the thing, dude. Every comic in the world started off by being the funny guy at the bar, or the party, or at his table with his buddies.
Right.
And then,
but I'm smart enough to know that I'm already a failure
and put it on stage. And that's all it is. So, anybody who wants to do it then is funny. And you guys are all funny in your own right, could go and do it. It just sucks for a really long fucking time.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine standing on stage trying to make people laugh. I mean, the only thing I could do is probably lick a nipple. Like, that would probably get my 5 minutes and then I'd be done. You know, lick each nipple and get off the stage. Like, I don't know what else I could do to get a rise out of people.
I'm just saying, like, you guys got a good fucking thing. How long have you guys been doing your show now?
We just passed our, what, five years? 5 year mark in October.
God damn it, man. Nobody knows who you are.
Yeah. That's true. Hey, we don't act like it's not true. It's true.
They got me and you, Hammer Fisting and the Jersey Jerks below. They got a website that does a podcast now on Riotcast that's above us.
I know.
There's a blog that's more important than us.
We're gonna end up being in a drop down box, I think, by the end of the year.
On their other podcast,
we're gonna be bonus content producers. You have the Bobby Kelly from 99
show links.
Oh shit, man!
No respect.
I was listening to you guys saying that you guys never jizzed on anything that anybody ate.
No, I was joking when I said it earlier, but no, I haven't. Not saying I would never. I just haven't had the time, I guess. Why have you?
Yeah.
Now let me ask you. I got to ask now. Was this? Did the person know that you did it, or was it a surprise on your end?
Oh, like was it like a weird thing where like you jerked off on a chick's donut and she ate it in front of me?
Yeah. No. Like was it like like something like that, or was it?
It wasn't sexy.
Okay.
It was vengeful.
It was criminal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely actually in reality, dude. I don't even know. It has to be a crime to jerk off on something that somebody. I jerked off on this kid's toothbrush. I never told you guys this.
No. Holy shit! But did you say a kid's toothbrush?
I'm not a child. I'm not a kid because he's like my age, but I guess he's like 30 or something. Or 32.
Okay. All right. That kid's got a gleaming smile.
Dude, I met this kid. He was 6. I was like, you look like you want to taste my cum.
Oh my god.
It was very sexy. It was a romantic relationship.
Holy shit.
Now,
How did Vic take it?
I had a roommate that I got into an argument with. And throughout the course of the week, like we started like fucking with each other. And he just took it too far. It was during a heat wave. And it was his air conditioner that was in my bedroom. and it was like 105 degrees in the summer, and I got a Jack Russell Terrier with long hair. So my and I'm, you know, I'm a fucking single dude at the time, so it's just shitty dog hair all over the place, and he took the air conditioner out of my window, so it's just sweltering hot in this shitty room with dog hair everywhere. So I was miserable. So I jerked off onto his toothbrush.
Oh,
and
my
I
God.
Jerked off into his shampoo bottle.
Oh my God. Well, you know what? I don't, the shampoo one doesn't really bother me. It's the toothbrush.
Well, yeah, because it's good protein for your hair. I understand that.
Yeah, it gives it body.
Makes it shine.
Well, I'll tell you, man, there's not, like, literally, I understand. You know how they say, like, rape isn't a sexual thing? It's, like, an aggressive thing? Like, I was raping his toothbrush. Like, it was very angry.
So you backed that theory up that it wasn't sexual.
Yeah, dude, it was real. Like, it was hard to come, but I got it out. And, yeah, dude, I fucking shot some ropes along his toothbrush right into his shampoo bottle. And then this whole story ended
with a cavity.
He ended up getting me arrested.
Eight.
Not for that. But because we ended up arguing, and then I ended up leaving a knife on top of my table.
Oh, dude, I remember the knife story. Well, I just don't remember the jizzy toothbrush.
Yeah, this is the story with the kid with the knife. I came in a shampoo bottle and on his toothbrush. I can't believe I didn't tell you that part of it.
No.
I feel like I introduce myself that way to people usually.
Honestly, that's not something you would forget. I would like to forget it, but that's not something you would forget.
That's yeah, I'm like, hi, my name's Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake. I came on my roommate's toothbrush one time.
I just like the way you started the whole thing. So I came on this kid's toothbrush. And I'm sitting there like, boy. Oh, so Louis was a fucking priest at one point.
Oh man. All right, listen, boys. Here's the thing. You know what's funny, man? I called you guys on Skype. I thought we were going to have a camera. I'm half naked. I thought it was going to get weird, but why don't you guys have the cameras on?
Are you typing like this? Are you typing love notes or something? I hear the keyboard.
I don't see
you. No, and I had it my the screen went off for a minute. There it is. What's up? Wait, is my camera not on?
No, your camera's not on there, sexy.
Yeah.
Well, we do. I'm fucking, I'm ripped right now,
guys. Guy loses 70 pounds. He wants to fucking run around naked.
I would, too.
Hell yeah.
I'd have to lose 170 pounds.
Look at that fucking marker. Dude, why is Missy not on the
What is
camera?
That, a toilet cam? What the fuck is that? Are you pissing
Stop
right now?
It. He's flexing his...
I don't see anything. I see a glare.
He's flexing his biceps.
This is how fat Marco is. That's my pecs, you idiot.
Oh, pecs. I haven't seen my pecs in 20 years.
Shit. All right, listen, jerks. You guys are the shit. You guys should fucking come and hang out at the Legion of Skanks live show one day.
Hell yeah.
That would be cool.
You guys do it at 12 midnight.
Oh, really?
No, we do it at 10 o'clock on Tuesdays.
Tuesday
at 10. Yeah, that's all.
We don't live in
us
the
non-comedians
city,
have day jobs.
Sounds like a goddamn nightmare. Why do you even do this podcast? What is the upside?
I get away from my son for 2 hours.
It's just, you know, it really seems like a lot of effort with no payoff. Oh,
dude, that's God. Life, brother. I mean, come on.
Like, I do it because I get, like, fans and I get to, like, keep them on, you know, fucking... You guys, like, they're just, like, dudes that, like, one day you'll see one day and be like, all right...
Yeah, basically.
We have plenty of fans.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, do, but they're just weird. They're like, they're more successful than you.
That's right. All of our fans are doctors and lawyers.
A lot of effort with no payoff. Sounds like Marco's marriage.
I got a son, faggot. When's the last time you were in a relationship? 1995.
No, it's a little more recent than that.
Cocksucker.
All right, listen, Jersey Jokes, you're the shit. Check out Legion of Skanks if you guys can. I don't know if you guys have listened, but yeah, we had New Jack on last night. And he clotheslined me.
I can't wait to hear that. I like New Jack.
Yeah, crazy. He's a psycho, dude. Fucking, and not, I mean, like, really, like, legitimately a psycho.
Yeah.
Did he cut himself open for you guys or no?
No, but he told us some pretty crazy stories, dude. Like literally, with no remorse, admitted that he tried to murder a man. It was great.
Oh, my God.
He's a nut.
Yeah, and black people.
I'd rather have that than a fucking, than cum on my toothbrush, that's for sure.
What would you rather? Would you rather be stabbed by Jack or eat my cum?
A. I choose A, the first one.
Yeah, choose one. That's a tough decision right
no,
there.
No, no, no. It was easy. You didn't have to finish the second one. I took the stabbing.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
All right, you too, Louis. Good talking.
Later. All right, see you.
Louis J. Gomez.
He lost 70 pounds?
Yeah.
Hammer fisting. He's pretty svelte in that fucking...
Yeah, he's that muscular hammer. Too.
Yeah?
Yeah, put on some muscle.
Well, that's what I meant. I mean, he's like, he's not a scrawny dude. He's... Mm-hmm. He's not E.L. James, that's for sure.
She's a fucking... You're right, she's beastly.
I don't know why you guys think she's okay. I'm looking at a picture of her right now. Look at this picture of her.
Let me see.
She looks like a man.
She looks looks like Patton Oswalt with a fucking wig.
She's
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know
the
pictures.
No, the one picture that he brought up, she looked like a normal
That was the picture in the back of her book or some shit.
Yeah,
they dial you up for that. They airbrush it. This is a real photo.
Let me see it.
Yeah, she looks horrible in there.
Ugh. Oh, God, she's fucking disgusting.
Ladies and gentlemen, Missy, Danny DeVito.
Yeah, not cute at all. Yeah she looks the whole like the point, penguin.
The whole point of me bringing this up was that it's always the ugly bitches that do outlandish shit that's so fucking fake and not real. Like, for instance, the story behind 50 Shades of Grey. Nobody fucking does that.
Nope.
That's the point. It's a fantasy.
Yeah, exactly. And it's always the ugly people that come up with the fantasy. And they get rich.
They have a better
of
imagination.
Of course, because they sit in their house all day dry with a yeast infection.
Making
not
yogurt.
Not fucking anybody. Butthole. Bolts. Fucking chocolates. Butthole, whatever you call them. Fucking, oh, God, disgusting. But that's my point, though. It's like, you know, I could sit there. Why can't I just sit there and write a book about some fucking rich chick that takes a fat white dude and pays for everything and flies him everywhere around the world and fucks him silly and times him because no one's gonna buy that horse shit.
Bullshit. Fat guys like us will buy it.
No, you won't. No. Even fat guys don't buy that shit. Even geeks, nerds, they don't even fucking read that shit. They still look at the shit that's out of their league because they're men.
Yeah,
will always aim out of their league, no matter what their situation. You have a 300-pound man and a 300-pound woman, and you put them together, he's still going to be looking at the 115-pound girl. You see what I'm saying? But if you have a 300-pound woman and you have a 300-pound man, she's more likely to really, really love the 300-pound man and know that that 180-pound guy in the background she'll never get. Unless it's in a wrestling match. Battle Royale.
You're right. You're
or he's
right.
Like one of those
But that's
fat
my point.
Lovers.
And that's just, it translates into this. This is this whole fiction that this ugly bitch fucking lives in. And now she's probably a billionaire after this movie because she wrote some shit that women are so fucking dumb that they'll rush to the movie theater. Now, see, this puts unfair pressure on men.
Yep.
Now, you know, my girl's going to go see this tomorrow night with her sister and their friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not fucking going to see it. I got to work next morning.
No. Fuck no.
Don't
Why
see
would
that.
You
but,
go and
But
say
what's
going
to happen is this is going to cause a fucking argument.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is eventually going to be, how come you don't tie me up? Oh, you want me to tie you up? I'll tie you up. But you're going to wake up in a trunk in New York. Like, that. You want me to tie you up? You know, come on. You know, how come you don't pay for a helicopter ride around the city?
Because you're not a millionaire.
Exactly. But that's my point. Women are stupid enough to believe these fucking movies and books. They're stupid enough to question their man after the fact. Why don't you be more like that guy? Because he doesn't fucking exist.
He's a fictional character.
Exactly. You get it, miss. Thank God you have half a penis.
I do.
God, you're so fucking understanding. That's what's... Really, that makes her extremely attractive, that she gets it.
I do get it.
Yeah, it does. If we could only take that little, whatever that fluid is. No, that fluid is that makes her like that, you know, like spinal fluid that makes her doing that shit, and implant it in every fucking woman out there so they all are like her in that fucking category. Now that's a happy life.
I don't think that your girl is going to watch 50 Shades of Grey and then want you to do all this stuff.
Well, she knows I'll have a heart attack if I try to do any of it.
You know? Maybe like the
fact that she's dating you for this long, she doesn't expect much from you.
Like, all right, let me ask you this. Is she totally super stoked to go see this movie?
Yes.
All right, you're in trouble.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
You're going to have to handcuff her.
Hand to God, right? Fucking Magic Mike comes out a couple years ago.
Right. I saw that.
Right. So did she. She went out and saw it the opening weekend. Right? That weekend, I'm over her house later on that weekend, right? It's nighttime. We're in her room. Music's on. She's like, dance for me.
Oh.
What? I don't fucking dance.
Can you lose 150 pounds?
Yeah, right. I would. That would have been a more reasonable request. Dance for me. You dance for me.
Yeah.
Look at you. I could spin you like a top. Do something. Like, do cartwheels on my dick or something. You know what I mean? No, I got to dance. First of all, there's no pole that's in her room. And even if there was, I'd bring the whole fucking house down. Could you imagine me, like, just swinging around a pole? Like, come on. That's crazy. Dance. Dance for me.
Oh, what? No.
Like,
no,
I really
that's
got.
That's insane.
Like, I this is what I did. Click. I flicked the lights back on. What? I had that like shit look on. What? What are you talking about? Dance for you.
She doesn't know you.
Right. Well, that's still the case. Remember, this was like 2 years ago, but that's still the case because after this weekend, especially because this fucking cunt's making this movie open up this weekend.
I know.
Tomorrow night.
Smart. Yeah.
Right. So Sunday is going to be technically our Valentine's Day because we both work Saturday.
Yeah.
So Sunday, after everything's all said and done, and we get back to the fucking bedroom. Now I gotta buy fucking 50 Shades for Dummies and read through and be like, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? And like do a half-ass version of it.
Yeah.
I don't have any handcuffs, but I have yarn. You know what I mean? Like, what do you want me to do?
He has like a whole sex room.
Right. So too, I don't. I have a food room. Yeah. I cut, you know, like start throwing bologna slices on her when she's tied up. Like cover the titties.
Holy shit.
My kind of room.
Holy shit. You know how Buffalo Bill had the fucking, you know.
Yep.
For me, it's like, put the mayonnaise on the bread before you. Okay. Fuck, I got a headache.
Yeah, man.
You guys want to take a break?
Yeah.
Yeah, take a break.
All right, we'll be back. Tweaked Audio has partnered up with Riotcast and the Jersey Jerks to give our great fans a limited time special offer. Type in the promo code JERKS at checkout and receive 33% off the retail price.
That's one-third off these already reasonably priced earbuds. And that's not all. By typing the promo code JERKS, you also receive free shipping.
Tweaked Audio earbuds also come with a lifetime limited warranty.
Go check out our friends at TweakedAudio.com. Tweaked Audio sounds better.
We're back.
So we were talking about Pedro, and then Pedro Twittered me.
What'd he say?
He said,
I tweeted you.
I
tweeted all over your face.
He said, yo, I'm taking a piss, thinking of chew.
Welcome to the Yersey Yerk Show.
So he's back.
Or maybe he never left. Fuck the fucking Diaz brothers.
Oh yeah, we have a request that we change the headfront commercial and a new intro would be okay too. You just want to produce the show too?
Is this Philip?
No, I don't know who it is.
Oh, God.
Fuck you!
But we have Pedro on the phone. Pedro!
Yo!
What's up?
What's up, brother?
What's up?
¿Qué pasa?
Hola, Missy. Long time.
Hi.
How are you? It's been a long time, and like I tweet you and message you, and you don't reply to me. You never do.
I don't know why. I forgot about it.
No, you don't. Yo, Missy, you were talking about 50 Shades of Grey and shit, and yeah. I never like read the book and shit.
Okay.
But I know it's about, you know, sadomasochism and all that shit.
Oh. Yeah, it is. Sadomasochism.
Yeah. So right now, I'm just going to piss in the toilet for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
There I go.
Oh,
yeah.
How many times you got to take a piss, dude? Flomax, brother.
Are you drinking?
Oh, man.
Holy shit.
Does it burn?
It's like Adam Sandler.
And Louis J. Gomez asked us why we podcast. This is why. We get to listen to a grown man take a piss.
Well, he does this shit with Stern, too.
That felt nice.
That sounded pretty healthy there, Pedro.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on, let me wash my hands and shit.
Oh, well, that was very nice of you.
How you doing, huh? I'm very proud of you.
Well, it's good that he's clean.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm clean and shit, you know.
You don't wear gloves when
you piss? You wanted some BDSM shit, sadomasochism shit.
Sadomasochism.
So.
I love it.
What else? Go ahead.
No, go ahead, bro.
I was going to ask you, so judging by the theme of that book, right, what other treats would you give Missy on Valentine's Day? Besides
on Valentine's Day. Besides, I don't do shit for women on Valentine's Day because they never appreciate that shit. Fuck them.
All right, what about Valentine's Day?
Women, like, there is, March 14th is a steak and blowjob day.
March 15th.
It's a 15?
Yeah, it's 15. Well, you've been getting it for 2 days, then.
No, I wish, man. But unless they agree to that shit, they ain't getting shit on Valentine's Day. Fuck that.
Well, I got no problems there. That shit's been running strong for 4 years.
You know? So, what's up? What's new, Missy? I missed you.
I missed you, too.
No, you don't. See, you're lying right now.
I don't lie.
Women are liars, bro. All of them are.
Guys are liars, too.
No, we don't. Yes. I tell it like it is.
No, he's telling you the truth. Nothing he's saying sounds like a lie to me.
That's right. And I like that I get to see you. Like, I just wish, like, when you get up, that you don't pull down the back of your shirt so I can see your ass.
Oh, yeah.
She's getting ready to make you a chocolate butthole.
Pedro, would you eat my chocolate butthole?
Your chocolate boho?
Yeah,
we were talking about it earlier. Apparently, women can now make molds of their asshole in chocolate for men.
Oh, man. For Missy, with an straw, I'll suck that shit out.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
So that's a yes, Missy.
So he would be all about the vagina yogurt as well.
Yeah, the vagina yogurt, too. Yeah.
I saw that shit like a breakfast thing, you know, for like making some shit out of the pussy.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I still like the pussy pancakes a little better than the vagina yogurt.
That would be eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner with Mrs. Pussies and asshole. That would be my dream.
Oh my God. Oh, that's so great.
That would be great, like every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Just yo, Missy, bent over and shit. Let me feed.
Thanks for the love, man. I appreciate it.
Missy's ready to mace her headphones.
I would even get a beep.
A what?
I would get a beep around my neck just to eat up Missy with an straw.
Oh, a bib.
Oh, a bib.
A bib.
Yeah. I thought he said beak, and I was like, this sounds weird.
Yeah, I thought he said beeper at first. I was like, for what? Paging? Too much.
A bib.
I got you. I understand, Pedro.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I know exactly what he's talking about. I don't agree with everything he says, but I understand him.
Yeah, it's like, you know, come to the table, hey, Missy, just bent over and, you know, and then I get on my knees like I see if I'm in church and shit and just go in there.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Pedro, we had Louis J. Gomez on a little bit ago, and he said that he had jerked off on...
Yeah, I heard that shit. Now, that is some homo shit.
Okay, well, I want to ask you, have you ever jerked off on any kind of food for a girl to eat before?
For a woman or man?
No, for a woman.
No homo.
For a woman, it would be funny. For a man, that shit sounds homo.
Well, yeah, I'm not talking about a man. Forget the men.
Okay.
Have you ever jerked off on something that a woman ended up eating?
That a woman, other than my own dick?
Yeah.
No. I'd be lying to you if I said I have.
Okay.
That I haven't done.
Would you do that though for a woman?
Oh fuck yeah! Okay. If Missy wants me to jerk off, or you know, on a popsicle, she get anytime.
Oh my god! I don't think it. I would request that. Thank you.
That would be like the biggest turn on. Now think about, and that's the difference between men and women. Like, any guy would admit that if the woman tells him, yo, baby, you know, jerk off on this cake and I will eat it, every guy will get turned on and shit. No guy will be like you. Every guy will love that shit.
Wait, who's jerking off on my cake?
You're jerking off on the cake to give to your girl.
Oh, okay. I thought you said someone's jerking off on my cake and it'd be a turn off for me. I'm like, whoa.
No, right. No. If your woman tells you that shit, just think about it. You'll be like, oh my gosh, that is so fucking hot, you fucking freak, and I love it.
Right. Yeah, like sticking a popsicle up her snatch and then eating it.
Yeah, you know, but many women, they go like, oh, that's nasty, that's disgusting. Like I will ask Missy to, like, you know, we get her pussy wet like a moose, like a slobbering moose.
Oh, my God.
And then we will have that shit drip on my orange juice for breakfast, for example. I would love that.
Orange moose.
Holy shit.
Wet like a moose. I love it.
Yeah, like a slobbering moose. I would love to get her pussy going like that.
Jesus. It always goes too far.
But you see, she doesn't like it. But if it is reverse, if she asks me, I would love it for my woman to ask me that.
Pedro, right now, Missy is acting like she's in court for murder.
Yeah.
Like she is squirming in her seat, man. She's just like, I didn't do it.
She's loving it. I'm watching her, and it's great.
Oh. It was going so good.
It was, and then it got a little.
I'm actually okay with this conversation.
I'm fine with it.
I think it's pretty good.
You guys are all okay with it.
Well, no, because I kept saying a woman, and he just brings it right to you, and it's like, all right, yeah, that's what he wants to focus on. I can't blame the guy.
It's good to be loved,
right?
Yeah.
Well, why else would I be calling? I gotta talk to Missy.
Yeah, he's not gonna talk to us. That'd be too much homo.
Yeah, that would be homo.
Right.
Be
homo. I got it.
Homo.
Homo.
I get it.
So what's new over there? I haven't been able to listen in a while.
You know, it's the same old shit. The same fucking... We talk about the same shit every week, just in a different order.
Damn, that's crazy.
What's new with you, man?
I tried calling one day. I was driving around in the van, and then... But it wasn't going. But fucking Marco had the Skype down. Some shit was going down. No, I'm like, yo, you're not doing your job.
No, he might not have been here. When Marco's not here, we don't have the Skype up.
Yeah, you gotta have it. Hey, you know, it's great, like to call from the car and shit, and talk to Missy and grab my cock while I'm driving.
So you do drive a stick shift? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you can say that, but only for Missy. Only for me.
Only for me.
Right. That's funny. So, yo, last time we talked to you, Pedro, you were talking about like hiding out from the CIA and shit. Are you all right now? You good?
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm good. I'm not hiding from pretty much anybody because the deal was to get the fuck out of there. So
Okay. Now
I'm cool. It's just, you know, I just, you know, I can't do the shit that I wanted to do in the past anymore.
Gotcha. You know?
No revolution.
No, bro. That shit failed, man, because they fucked us, man. No weapons, no support. You know, they bullshit you and shit. And the next thing you know, you're jerking off in a fucking hole in the Dominican Republic. That shit wasn't fun.
Well, isn't that the Dominican Republic a hole?
Yeah, I mean, so imagine how fucked up that shit was.
Pimple.
So when they went like, yo, because locally I was an American citizen, so they said the deal they gave me was like, you either stay and we fuck you hard with prison and shit, or you get the fuck out of the country. I'm like, you don't gotta tell me twice, bro. Fuck this.
That's nice that they give you an option.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, that shit was lucky and shit. You know.
So where you at? What are you, New York?
Yeah, I'm in Washington High again.
Oh, okay.
you know, just chilling. You know, and Missy, when are we going to get this over with? We got to meet.
I don't know.
You have to have Rob, set it up.
We're still building a relationship.
Pedro, you're going to have to take it slow with this one. She's a little skittish.
Yeah, I can see. I don't know why. Did you stop it with that boyfriend or some shit that you had?
Yeah, I don't have a boyfriend.
Okay, so now you're single, I'm single. You know, let's tango and shit, and we get a couple of whores, and we have fun, all of us.
Baby steps.
There you go. A little cocaina.
I mean, you're good to go.
Pedro, can you get some good coke or what?
No. I don't deal with anything illegal.
No shit.
I cannot. I ain't fucking around again.
Okay, I got you. I understand that.
but I will get Missy whatever she wants.
All right. I want some cocaine.
she wants lots of cocaine. You got to put like a Scarface desk in front of her with like a mountain of coke. Then Missy will be talking just like you.
That would be funny.
I want Missy to just be herself, and you know, we make romantic and shit. You know, we can go to that place where you can see the Statue of Liberty and shit, and you know, and just chill and watch the water
that sounds so nice.
And the people walking by.
Wait for it.
Yeah, it's sweet right now. I like it.
See, you're turning her on now. Now you're being all sweet and innocent. You got to stay on that path, Pedro. The moment you start talking about what you really want to do to her, that's when she looks like she's ready to jump out the window.
Oh, okay. So that's the strategy. That's the thing. Women, they lie and all fucked up, and then they want you to lie, too. Get the fuck out of here.
You got to get Rob to set it up, man. We'll bring her up there.
Yeah, right.
I can go down there and pick her up.
You're gonna try
with the van.
With the van.
With the band.
The whole band.
We're going to have to tie Missy down like Hannibal Lecter. Like some fucking Dolly.
I'll think about it.
I have a feeling you're going to force Missy to join the witness protection program.
Are you guys like in Philly or some of you in South Jersey or?
South Jersey?
We're on South Jersey.
Yeah, we're on South Jersey.
And South Jersey? Okay. I might be going down to Atlantic City in a couple.
Cool.
Then let us know.
yeah, let her know.
Yeah, so Missy, you know, we can get one of them cheap motels in Atlantic City. Not the big expensive ones.
Of course not.
That's the greatest thing about Atlantic City. It's like you take away all the hotels and shit, and it's like New Orleans right after Katrina,
without
the water.
why even stay in a hotel? You said you have a van.
Well, she might want to get even more comfortable than the van, but the van would do too.
Thanks for the offer.
Yeah, you know, Atlantic City, you know, outside of the big hotels, it's very romantic and bullshit.
I mean, I agree with that, so.
You're on your way.
Yeah, hit me up on Twitter and I'll meet you down there.
Yeah, right. You're lying to me right now.
I would go. I'll bring my crew.
No, but you know what I would take you? I went to this place. There's like a famous sandwich place in Atlantic City.
The White House.
Yeah, we can go over there. I'll get you how many foot-long sandwiches you want.
All right.
Whatever, like, fits in your mouth, we get a big sandwich.
All right.
Big sandwich.
What's less fattening than a sandwich?
A half a sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that. I want to go to that sandwich place with you.
All right. I'm down.
Message her on Twitter.
Yeah, right.
Facebook her.
She won't do it, but I will.
You know what? Just keep trying, man. If as long as you keep trying, eventually you're going to get it.
Oh, I will never give up on Missy.
There you go.
She's so fucking hot.
That's
you know, the thing is, Missy, you're fucking beautiful. And I say it without no joking and shit.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And that is true. You know, so that's the thing. That's why we gotta, you know, hopefully you will come out and even if you don't give it up, it's cool. You know, I'll be like, okay, that's nice.
You're just a big old romantic, huh?
You know, and that's being honest. I'm not BSing right now. You know, we have a good time just looking at a beautiful woman like you and shit.
Thank you.
That's my bullshit. All right, buddy.
All right, bro. Well, I'll talk to you later. Love you, non-fuggery-way. Missy, I do love you, fuggery-way.
Okay. Like, see you.
Okay.
Take care. You meant that non-fuggery-way, right?
Holy crap. Man, he was trying to romance you.
He was.
Towards the end there.
I thought he was doing a good job for a while. I thought she was actually warming up to him.
I was warming up a little bit.
Somebody in the chat room said he sounds like a Spanish Dracula.
Ah.
I don't know, man. He doesn't have that assertiveness that the Dracula has.
No. Not at all. Shit.
Missy. So, Miss, is he any closer now than he was 3 years ago?
A little bit.
Oh.
That's a plus.
That is a plus.
Yeah, I'm less squeamish, I feel.
You've saw a softer side to him.
I have. He listens well to, like, hey, you're creeping out. Calm down.
He was bad at first.
Dude, it was so, like, fucking, I don't know, I don't know how to deal with this. Should I contact the authorities?
Oh, it was done that.
Gonna have him deported.
Yeah, but no, I like him now. He's cool.
So you wouldn't be opposed to a...
I think that would actually be hilarious to meet him in real life.
I don't think he would
really meet me in real life.
We'll do it in...
Wouldn't it be funny if they met in real life and then he was like totally disgusted with her?
Like, he's just and like, she was real into him?
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
He's just like, I can't deal with this bitch. She's fucking crazy and shit.
You really are trailing trash.
Oh, man.
Wow, you really are retarded and shit. And Missy's like, no, come back. Let's have fun. I gotta go. Okay?
And he's like, fuck it. I'm going back to Dominican
I'm going Republic. Back to Guantanamo Bay and shit. Getting water tortured.
you'd rather get water tortured than water tortured.
I'd rather get waterboarded and shit.
At that point, would you just kill yourself?
Yeah, that's like the end all.
Never give up. What the heck?
That would be hilarious, though, if that ended up that way. It would be a win-win for Miss regardless, because it's either A, she'd get rid of him forever, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or B, she'd just, you know, never have to deal with him and move on to somebody else. You know, even if you were into him, you'd still move on. And find somebody else. So it's like win-win. He'd be like, what the fuck happened?
And then I'd leave him all fucked up in his head on the side of the road.
Yeah, right. I'm all fucking confused and shit. Oh, man. That's fucking hilarious.
Going back to the Grammys, did you hear what happened?
Going back, when were we there?
We talked about
the did we talk about the Grammys at all?
She mentioned that we watched the Grammys.
Yeah.
Kanye did his thing again.
No, what'd he do?
For Beck won.
You got like some white shit on your lip, dude. What's going on? Did you bring a toothbrush here or something?
You got white shit all over your mouth. You probably suck somebody's dick.
He's jizzing all over my face. I fucking wish you'd come on me right now.
Oh my god.
Little on the lip.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
He was here for Fed.
You fucking cocksucker.
Holy shit.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ. I just saw this big white thing going down. Like a worm, a white worm on your lip.
Cocaina.
I don't know, man.
I will literally suck your dick right now.
Oh, you're chewing gum.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the shit from the gum.
Yeah, so Kanye douched it up again. Hardcore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Beck won the Grammy. I don't even know he had an album, but he won a Grammy.
Oh, it's great.
Album of the year, and Kanye walks up and he's going to take the microphone again.
He walked up on stage?
He walked up on stage and went like, and then turned around. Like, that wasn't so bad. He kind of made a joke out of it, but afterwards he said that Beck should hand over the Grammy to Beyonce because, yeah, it's...
Didn't he do that the last time for Beyonce?
Yeah.
With the fucking skinny bitch? Yeah.
Because it's all about music integrity and talent.
Yeah.
And
what the fuck is he talking about? Half his fucking music is generated from a computer.
Beck
what
wrote...
What talent?
Listen, Beck wrote, produced...
I
you know what I'm saying? Beyonce has 20 different writers, 16...
See, producers. I don't like that shit. Why is Beyonce getting caught in the crosshairs because Kanye West is a fucking asshole?
That's right.
Yeah,
everybody's killing Beyonce. She didn't do anything wrong.
You're
she
right.
lost.
No, she didn't do anything wrong.
But everybody said, oh, well, Beyonce's album, she had 60 people work on it, and Beck did
it
all himself.
Whatever the fuck she did. The whole point is what he said...
Kanye West is an asshole.
I'm comparing what he said about integrity...
Yeah.
Beyonce is not even an equation for me.
Right, her music sucks.
No, that's not what I mean. I'm saying now it comes down to Beck and Kanye.
Right.
At least Beck is a real musician.
I agree.
Kanye is not a musician. All he does is talk over computer-generated beats.
Fuck you, you black motherfucker!
That's right. That's right. I don't know what else to say to that. I really don't. I got nothing else to say.
Like, backing up what Chris said, because that was my argument to people, too. They panned to Jay-Z and Beyonce to see their reaction to Kanye going on stage. Beyonce, you can see her. She's like, no, Kanye, no. And Jay-Z's like shaking his head like this.
This nigga.
Illuminati's gonna take care of this nigga.
You don't belong here!
You black son of a bitch!
did what's her name? Did Taylor Swift like just run?
No, they.
When she saw him get up, did she just leave?
They're in the studio making a song right now.
She got up and hugged Kanye because he made a joke about it, and then
everything. A black man follows me everywhere when it's sunny.
if he didn't go off afterwards, it would have been kind of funny.
He went off, right?
Well,
hey man, brother.
And an even bigger update: he has since retracted his things afterwards as well.
Black. Black motherfuckers. Black.
So
I see his eyes and teeth. Black.
So now he's saying that he loves Beck. He's got all the respect in the world for Beck, all the spiel. He's pretty much retracting all of his statements.
Fucking
before,
white people.
Kanye West likes to give his awards away to people that he thinks deserve them. He's actually
I'm
done it before.
This close to shooting a flare gun at your dick.
So I think.
Doubtless is.
Blah. I think he expects other artists to do the same thing. You know what I mean?
Goddamn jigaboo.
Yeah, well, not everybody is a fucking asshole like him.
Seriously. Music is opinion.
No. I'm saying he's an asshole.
He is an asshole.
That's all I'm saying.
He
is Kanye West.
That.
Just because I don't like his music, I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve fame or whatever. All I'm saying is he's a fucking asshole.
Right.
He really is an N-word. I can't fucking describe it any better than that. I don't care. I don't care. I mean, he really does act like one. That's the epitome right there. Like, you don't fucking go, listen, you're already, you're living life on cloud motherfucking nine. You're one of the highest paid artists out there for the last God knows how many years, right?
Yeah.
You sell out all your fucking concerts and all your tours. You're married to one of the most fucking photogenic women on the planet. And I don't mean that because she's pretty, because there's more photos of her than probably anybody else on the internet, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, you basically got touched by the hand of God, if there is one. Do you have to be a fucking N-word on top of that?
Yeah, he has issues.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You don't go up and ruin somebody else's moment. I don't like Beck, but he obviously worked hard to get to where he got, you know?
Right.
I'm not defending anybody's music here. It's not about music. Now it's about, you know, being a fucking asshole and being someone who doesn't even get 5 seconds in the spotlight before some fucking dirty motherfucking asshole ruins it for him.
And you know, Beck was so excited that Kanye was on the stage with him.
That's all bullshit, because you know when he got home, he fucking put a sheet over his head and he started fucking doing the fucking the goose step around his room. You know, the Nazi fucking stomp that they do. Mm-hmm. That was unnecessary. He puts on a little fucking Hitler mustache. Goddamn Schwarzer.
Yeah, so that's what Kanye did. It's been a big debacle since then. Nonstop.
And he seriously, he needs to fucking die.
There's like...
You know, I wish that fucking car accident just caved his head in. Instead of just ruin his fucking dental work.
That's what money does, dude. Money and fame.
No, you know what, dude? There's a lot of people out there that got a shit ton of money that don't act like a fucking asshole.
I mean, Beyonce and Jay-Z don't.
No, I mean, they may act like an asshole behind closed doors, but they're smart enough not to do it in public.
Yeah.
You know? For all we know, Jay-Z and fucking Beyonce are burning kids at home, you know? With like, I'm just saying, they could be branding their children. I don't fucking know. You know, but they're smart enough not to do it in the public eye.
Right.
Whatever you do and you can hide it, good for you. You beat the system, whatever. But I mean, all in all, they do seem like nice people, you know?
Yeah.
They seem to give back and do nice things for people and put on free shows and whatever and visit sick kids and good for them. Kanye's like an asshole. Kanye's the kind of guy that would walk into a kid's cancer hospital and smack a fucking ice cream cone out of a kid who's got like a month left to live because he's a fucking piece of shit, dirty motherfucker.
Yeah, he kind of sucks as he's an a asshole. Human being.
And so is his fucking wife.
I mean,
her too.
She sits like there and just agrees with him.
Yeah.
Because she's a fucking soulless piece of shit.
She's clueless.
She doesn't get it, like, anything at all.
She's fucking
that
clueless.
Whole fucking... Everybody that Kanye's connected to in that fucking family, they all need to go.
Look what they did to the Olympian. They fucked
him
up.
I know. I can't fucking... I used to... That guy used to be on my Wheaties box when I was a
kid. Now he's going to be on Fruit Loops.
He was just waiting for that joke. He had that shit written down. Like that was too quick. That was too quick. No, but really, I mean, that guy's life is fucking ruined, and I really do believe that the Kardashians had something to do with it. I really do. Yeah. Even though he says that it's been like that forever, because he's not a fag.
I would have thought in that family, Kanye would have been the one to come out of the closet.
Right, I know. I mean, he's the one who sounds like he sucks dick.
You think that's why he's so angry and such an asshole?
Because
he's a closet fag and he feels like he can't come out?
Yes, yes. He's got homo rage.
He is an angry dude,
And I like his music. It's really tough to like
how
his
ironic
music,
that he marries the girl with the biggest fucking ass on the planet. And that's all he probably pays attention to. He probably doesn't even know what her pussy smells like. He probably just sticks it up her ass every time he gets. It's probably not even his kid. It's probably some goop left over from some other fucking basketball player she schwooged.
Man.
Don't get all high in my head. One day I'm going to turn the fucking mics on.
You racist motherfucker.
She stooped.
objection! Extremely racist!
Whatever, dude. Whatever. At least I'm being fucking honest. I don't give a shit. I love black people. I just hate me some N-words. I don't give a shit anymore. Come get me. I don't care, man. I'm ready. Hey, man. I didn't put Riley Cooper in February on the fucking Eagles calendar. That wasn't my fucking move.
Somebody knew what they were doing with that.
They had to have. Do you think they're going to, like, recall the calendars?
No way. No way. What for what?
No, people, they would do that. People probably buy more of it because of it.
Probably.
Like, look at this shit. February's up like 8 months out of the year this year in most white homes. Fucking every time we talk about Kanye, I get so fucking angry.
Yeah,
I really hate that dude. Like, I honestly wish that Jay-Z never helped him out.
Yeah.
I really wish, like, I wish I could go in a time machine, walk up to Hova and be like, yo, you need to fucking leave this dude alone. Like, don't even go near him. He's going to ruin so many fucking lives. He's a closet fag. He's never going to want to come out. He's going to be angry and he's going to ruin people's fucking biggest moments of their career. Yeah. You know, it's like, I don't like Taylor Swift, but what he did to her was wrong.
Oh, yeah.
It was, you know, so and again, I don't like Beck, but what he did to him was wrong. Even if he was joking about it, get off the stage.
Yeah, stop making it about you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's
with your fucking skinny jeans, you fucking faggot.
Yeah. It's like a pivotal moment in a musician's career to win a Grammy. As much as people want to say,
he's never won, from what I understand, right? Oh. Beck's never won a Grammy.
No, not for Album of the Year.
He's
won.
Yeah,
he's won. Yeah, he's
got, but not for the big one.
No.
Are you going to piss on his fucking one? He's never going to win it again.
And Beyonce's won a shitload of Grammys.
Right.
She's probably got like,
you know what,
30.
Though? You know what, though? If Kanye, see if Kanye runs up on stage to congratulate Beyonce on her winning one year.
He'll probably just.
No. See if he tries to jump up on stage while she's accepting an award.
Why?
Because Jay-Z will shoot him from the fucking audience.
I know.
Because there's no reason to go up there and steal the spotlight. It's not his. He's fucking jealous. How can you hate on somebody who doesn't do your type of music? You're making millions of dollars and you're successful and you're going to hate on some guy who probably doesn't even make half of what he fucking makes.
That's not.
And he's been in music for 20 years longer than Kanye.
Right.
He's been around since like 91.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shitting me.
Kanye's point wasn't that Beyonce is that much better than Beck. He said that Beyonce's album was more relevant this year than Beck's was.
Why? Because it was black? Because it was soulful?
Because it's
more pop?
Well, no.
Because it's more widely acceptable? Because Beck is more of an acquired taste?
No, I think it has to do with everything that Beyonce did to put that album out. Beyonce?
What'd she do? Suck more dick?
I would love to be in that position.
It was like all videos. Wasn't it all videos?
Well, the record company said that they wouldn't put it out. And she said.
Why? She's Beyonce. She could shit and make it into a record.
Clean, they said
it
no.
Wasn't her clean
they said
Beyonce.
It wasn't her clean image.
Well, she's talking about like sucking JD's dick. Dick and swallowing and riding. Like, it was.
See, now that's probably an MP3 I would buy.
And she put it out. She said, I'm putting out an album tomorrow on iTunes. And that's what she did. She put it out on her own.
Good for her.
And then no other place would pick it up. And it was selling so much that like Target jumped on it and all those. And that's when it started selling. The record company had nothing to do with
it. The odds of Beyonce winning Album of the Year and the odds of Beck winning Album of the Year, the odds are clearly in her favor.
Absolutely.
No matter what. She could have the worst album of her career and still get Album of the Year.
I agree.
She's Beyonce.
Yes.
Okay? Beck is an acquired taste. You're not going to walk into a department store or in an elevator and hear Beck.
No, not usually.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So why ruin the guy's moment? Seriously.
He's an asshole.
You know, there's a lot of artists. There's a lot of artists I don't fucking like. You know, had it been anybody besides Beck, I would have felt no different than how I feel now.
Yeah.
I don't care if it was a country artist and I hate country music. I don't care if it was Taylor Swift again. I don't like Taylor Swift. I don't care whoever the fuck it was. Anybody that I don't like or do like, it doesn't matter. I still would feel the exact same way. What he did was wrong, and someone needs to ban him from these fucking award
shows.
They
really should, dude.
You know what I mean? If he needs to do like a performance, let him do a performance, then stick him in a fucking box and send him out the back fucking door.
Yeah.
They should give him a Grammy, and when he goes up on stage, just have Suge Knight drive his fucking car up there and run him the fuck over.
Oh, God. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Black.
God.
I hate that motherfucker.
Ever since that whole George Bush thing, George Bush hates black people.
Yeah, that's when he started it.
That's when he started. It's all of a sudden he's now outspoken.
George Bush didn't say it. Huh? George Bush never said he hated black people.
I know, but that's
no, Kanye
that's
did.
Kanye no, I said. Know, but I'm saying like
because of the Katrina thing.
Well, that's fine.
Like, it's fucking stupid.
That's fine. And my single greatest regret about Katrina is that Kanye West wasn't there that day, and neither were the Kardashians. Son of a bitch.
Just missed that
fucker.
You black son of a bitch.
God damn, that dude gives me a fucking headache, man. Fucking mush mouth cocksucker.
That's what he wants, man. He's in the news. He's in people's mouth. You know, people are talking about him.
Yeah,
that's what
everybody's
he wants.
Talking about him. That's
and it's right around the time where his new sneakers come out. So
oh yeah, he gave.
I guarantee you, the first person I see with Kanye sneakers, I will punch him in the face.
They're the ugliest things in the world.
I don't care if they were better than Jordans. The fact that you're putting more money in his pocket, fuck him. Cocksucker. God, why can't... I don't understand. How can you fucking hurt innocent people? They're like innocent people getting hurt every fucking day. And you don't hurt some fucking animal like him on purpose? Like, really? Like, I don't understand it. How can you, like, shoot an old lady in the head and grab her purse, right, on the street, but no one's going to try and assassinate this fucking animal? Like, really? Does he deserve what he got? Really? Why? 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 He's got the same backstory as everybody else, except I guarantee you he doesn't have as big a street cred as a lot of the other fucking guys that have been out there.
No, I don't think he really
is. No, because he was a fucking – he was taking it up the ass in the streets of Chicago, where the fuck he's at.
Wasn't his mom a professor or something?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She was – I don't know what she was, but she was. They weren't poor.
He doesn't really have like a thug-ish type.
She's probably ashamed of his grammar.
She's dead.
She's dead.
He went crazy
he killed
after
her.
She died.
She died of shame.
No, he got crazy like this after she died. Yeah.
Bury yourself with her, all right? Jump in a box with her.
You know, and people like Paul McCartney do a song with him. That bugs me too.
Mm-hmm.
They do this song, and I'm like, why
you know,
are you doing
you
a
know,
song with
you know
this
why?
Asshole?
Because the media, it like pushes him in that direction. I don't think he woke up one day and was like, I want to do a bloody song with Kanye West or whatever. No. I think he fucking was like, people are like, hey, why don't you collaborate with someone like Kanye? And he's probably like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? But he's probably thinking, fuck, I'd rather be with Ringo. You know what I mean? Like,
I know me love.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why the fuck? You know.
Dana Carvey did this thing where he's playing, like he did an impersonation of all the Beatles having a conversation about Kanye West.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, I heard that today.
And Bill Hader
where,
was like,
on the Grammys?
No, it was like, I saw it on Facebook last night. God. And Bill Hader is sitting next to him the whole entire time and he can't stop laughing.
Right.
And it's so funny because he's like, you know, what is that?
Yeah,
it's like, that's
auto-tune.
And they're like, and he's going back and forth throughout all of their voices and it's so funny. You should look it up.
It's hilarious. Does any of the Beatles, the quote unquote Beatles, call him the N-word?
No. No, that's not a very used word anymore.
The fuck it isn't.
Not
it's
in
like
the
on
public.
Every goddamn MP3 out there on
not,
iTunes.
Not when you're describing another person, really.
What?
Like an artist describing another artist. They're going to do that. Paul McCartney's not going
to
say that.
Really? So
Kanye.
So like Jay-Z wouldn't refer to Kanye and be like, yo, he's my nigga.
I don't know. Do they talk like that still? I feel like Jay-Z's beyond like that.
He was my nigger. 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 Nagur. Nagur.
Bang, bang. Skid, skid, nigger.
He was my nigger.
Oh, God. My fucking head's going to pop. God, I hate this son of a bitch.
Fucking jerk off. Why didn't he just die? Please die.
I mean, I'm sure he will. Like, young-ish.
You think so?
I do. Mm, I think it's going to be tragic, and it's going to make him martyr out of
him. Bruce Jenner's going to fuck him up the ass.
I'll butt-fuck this dude.
Channing Tatum, yum. Oh, fucking piece of shit.
I didn't know you disliked him that much.
Yeah, I did.
Every time he opens his mouth, you hate him a little more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, and the thing is I don't know how much more I could go. I mean, what's next for me after this? Do I put a burning cross on his fucking lawn? Like, honestly, like, he's driving me insane. Like, he's making me want to be racist. He really is. I'm not lying. Pretty obvious.
One person always ruins it for everyone.
Like, he doesn't make anybody that sick, honestly?
No. I think he's, like, a mockery of himself.
He's a joke.
Yeah. I wish somebody would fucking stand up to him. Like, it would have been great if Beck just fucking backhanded him and knocked him off the stage.
See, that's what I want to see. I want to see him,
like,
step
get the
to the
fuck
wrong
out
motherfucker.
Of here. This is, yeah.
And a dude, like,
well,
just pulls out
Beck's
a fucking, you know, Desert Eagle and pops him in the fucking head.
I'm not going. I just like to see somebody knock him the fuck out.
You know, God, I miss Tupac so much.
Yeah, he wouldn't do that to
no,
Tupac.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, Tupac's black. He wouldn't do it to his own people.
No, it doesn't matter.
Scrawny
Tupac,
white dude,
Tupac
do it
would fuck him up. Fuck him up. I'm saying I miss Tupac because he wouldn't do shit like that. Mm-mm. You know, he feuded with whoever, but he would never fucking go on an award show and go and ruin the dude's fucking moment. You know what I mean?
Nah, Tupac was a good dude, though.
He was. You know? He was.
And he stood for something. Kanye stands for himself. He thinks his opinion mattered more
than the suppressed gay rage.
He said that if the Grammys didn't stop oppressing artists like him, that they were going to stop showing up to them.
Who's they? He's speaking for everybody?
For I'm assuming, black culture.
Fuck
yeah.
Him, because...
He's speaking for himself.
Yeah,
nobody's
he's the only one... Let me tell you something. He'll never not show up, and I'll tell you why. Because... He'd be the only one to not show up.
Man.
You think Beyonce and Jay-Z are going to listen to his dumb ass?
No, absolutely not.
They probably look at him now and like, this motherfucker is crazy. You know?
You should have seen Jay-Z's face when Kanye was on the stage. Like, he looked petrified.
He turned white.
And he was like, no. Oh, like that. Like, shaking his head like, no. And like, Beyonce's like, no. God.
Yeah.
Because they get
probably like,
into that.
She probably like leaned in on Jay-Z. Get this nigga off the stage.
Yeah, because they get lumped in with him.
Kanye's being so crazy right now.
They need to like rope him in somehow and just like calm him down.
Got the rope part right.
Jesus.
Somebody needs to beat his ass.
I don't think he would learn from an ass beating. No. I think that it would just make him show more how he would be like, see, you know, I get violence against
me. His own people don't like him. I heard him on two radio shows, Sway, and Sway just destroyed him.
Sway is a good dude.
He destroyed him. Yeah. He was like, what are you talking about? You have all this money, a clothing line. You're talking about black business owners are oppressed. Mm-hmm. He's like, you're crazy. You're making all this money. How are you oppressed?
Because he's an uneducated cocksucker. That's his problem.
There you go.
Like I said, he's got suppressed anger, and he doesn't do any research. That motherfucker don't read, okay? He don't go online and read anything. He only fucking reads, like, text messages and shit.
Right.
Like, seriously, does he strike you as the kind of guy who reads books?
No.
Who fucking tries to, like, read shit to, like, learn about current events? He don't know nothing.
He reads his own press.
Exactly. His own press exactly. Bucket. It's all about him. It's all about him. Because he's a bitch. God, I'd love to fucking meet him in a dark alley. I put an end to that shit real quick.
You better hope so, because if he gets on top of you, he's going to put the tip in.
Okay.
Please, please. You see how little that motherfucker is? I'll snap his fucking scrawny back. He'll be crawling out of there by his hands because he won't have any feeling left below the waist. So the next time some big dude is fucking him up the ass, he ain't going to feel nothing.
How long did it take for the guy to come?
30 seconds.
Kanye does it again.
Fucking jerk off.
Fucking asshole. Please let's not bring him up ever again.
All right.
He's probably going to have to fucking edit half of
this
show out.
He's bound to do something stupid again eventually.
It was asked tonight that we talk about this, by the way, by a listener.
Who's the listener?
Got to give a shout out to the person that
Jesus
catalyzed this conversation.
It's another thing. I can't stand that.
Zeke Tiki. That's his name on
Kanziki.
That's his name on Twitter. He said, please talk about Kanye being douchey again in regards to the Grammys.
Yeah, he just wanted me to go racist. That's
I'm
what he wanted.
Probably 100% on that. Our listeners are like just
well in tune.
Very well in tune.
Well, thank you for letting me sound like a total fucking bad guy again.
You're good. You don't sound like a bad guy.
No, I don't sound like a bad guy. I just went on a racist rant in the middle of fucking Black History Month. Could I pick the more proper fucking time? Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Make sure you get white chocolate. I mean, come on.
You're fine.
White devil.
Exactly. A Quinsuorcha in real life, man.
Reach for the sky, honky.
Fuck.
Black. What's up with the vanilla face?
I think I just busted a scene. Oh, man.
Hey!
Fucking asshole. Kanye West. I hate the direction West now. Like when I see it show up on the car, you know, like where you're going and it says West. It's like, you like, we just want to swerve the wheel so it says like South real quick. You know?
You're just going to like etch it out.
Oh, God. Thank God there's no other Kanyes I got to worry about. It's the only stupid black name to worry about. Kanye. He's the only one that's got it.
Kanye?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kanye. The fuck is that? Is that really his name?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Just call him Kenya. It's spelled wrong. That's probably what his real name is. He just fucking said, I'm not going to be Kenya. Kanye. Fucking mother's rolling around in her grave. You think she's looking down like,
this nigga.
Fucking dipshit. Motherfucker.
I think she is.
Absolutely. I don't know.
Fucking college professor, and look at this shit I raised. God damn it.
She died from getting, like, plastic surgery. She was getting, like, liposuction or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. He killed her. I'm sure she didn't pay for it.
Yeah.
College professor?
Nah.
I'm sure she makes enough to do it.
You
I don't know if
you
she's
know.
A college professor.
You know he was paying for that shit.
I just don't think he grew up in the hood.
No, but he made it sound like he did.
Of course.
He made it sound like he came up from bad upbringing and shit.
I never
But his
that.
Real name's Clarence.
Clarence lives at home with both parents.
Exactly.
And they have a real good marriage.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, middle class.
I got more soul than that motherfucker.
That motherfucker like don't have a soul.
That's right. Like, apparently, neither do I now. I just flushed that down the toilet.
Black. They're white folks, and then they're ignorant motherfuckers like you. You black son of a bitch.
Yeah, his West, she was some sort of doctor or professor. Yep.
Really?
At a black college.
Jesus Christ.
And her dad was a former Black Panther.
Sorry to ruin your Black Panther party.
Black.
That's Kanye. He's closer to Forrest Gump than a Black Panther. No fucking lie. That's the truth. That's the truth. With a capital oof. God damn it. Fucking asshole. The cocksucker. I'm going to fucking kill him.
Why don't you play his music on the way out?
Yeah, you want me to play his music? Yeah, is there a parody I can play of him? Like, you know.
Me,
now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. Hold on.
She ain't messing with no broke niggas.
Now, I ain't saying she Thank you, Chris.
She ain't messing with no broke niggas.
Get down, girl, I say we end the show on this. Here, no, Chris, play it again.
Yeah.
I'll lower it. Go ahead, miss. Do your thing.
All right. We will be back next week. Don't forget to go on the website, rodcast.com/jerseyjerks, and donate some money. Love ya.
Fuck you, Kanye.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. This concludes our broadcast day. Click.